This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've talked recently about kind of flipping sides from like being a younger person to being an older person, being a child
to an adult.
You know, like we talked about, like you started agreeing with the fathers of the Disney princesses when you watch the movies now, and you're like, yeah, they're making sound sense. You know, like,
oh, because when you were a kid, you just thought, oh man, they're just an impressive mean.
Let
old
true
guy.
Love win, angry dad, and it's like, no, he's looking out for his daughter.
His 16-year-old,
right? Yeah, okay, who's sound really judgment, I would say.
Got it. Okay.
So I found myself like smack dab in the middle of one of these scenarios recently.
Where you're growing up?
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I was driving. It was late. Not late, but I was like getting dinner. So
4 p.m. Yeah,
no, come on.
You are.
It was almost dark.
If this show didn't
dark.
Go till 7, you would eat. We've said it on the show a billion times. You're going to be the best retiree, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm already, I bet you run the nursing home. You know what I mean? If they have a board where you elect people and he's going to be like the guy out there saying, that's not in the rules.
Yeah, a lot of spreadsheets. I'll implement them.
Oh, God.
We'll clean this place up.
Okay, so it's four something and you're on your way back from Golden Corral.
I'm driving and I'm by myself in the car. I pull up to a red light in the turning lane. It's a double turning lane, so a car pulls up next to me. We're just right next, and I don't think anything of it until I kind of see the car's like, they're moving in the car, so I kind of glance over. It's a car. There's five teenage boys all in the car. Like it's full. And they're staring right at me like messing with me right at the light. And it's like, okay, hey, guys. Like, I'm not embarrassed because it's like, whatever. I used to be you guys. I know. I get it. You're having your fun. But then one of them starts making a very, very inappropriate gesture with his hands, with his mouth. I'm not going to.
To you.
To me, yeah. And they're all the other four ones are laughing. And now he's making this thing to me. And it's like.
They're calling you a name, or they're sort of,
I don't know, or they're
demonstrating something.
Yeah. But I mean, by demonstrating that, are they saying,
I don't think it's name calling. I think it's just funny.
Yeah. I think they're like, do it. Like, I dare you. Like, how far can you push it? Let's mess with this guy. You know, this poor guy who's just on his way home from Golden Corral with my to-go box. Cause legally they can't stop me.
Hey, yes, they can. Okay. Yes, they can. Can I just ask, were you ever that kid?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. No, not the, this was like.
Over your line.
Yeah, because this was just like inappropriate. There was nothing clever, nothing funny. It just like, I'm going to do something inappropriate to someone. But it froze me a little bit because I'm like, what do I do back? Like, I can't roll down my window. I'm not going to yell at them because that's what they want, I think, is the more, that's what I always want is like, what reaction
that's
could
really
you get?
What you wanted? I have, you guys. I know people think of me as a crazy person who doesn't adhere to rules. I have never understood teenage boy behavior. When I was a teenage boy, I was old like you now.
Oh, really?
Like, I am reverting, but I'll never understand. Like, I've sat at a stoplight and watched, you know, the big green boxes of Transformer or whatever. I saw a group of teenage boys just kicking the living snot out of it. And I'm like, what?
I'm with you. I never had the destroy stuff gear. I did. I had some friends that did. I didn't at all.
At the end of having it destroyed, then what did you get? Now that light doesn't work anymore. Congrats, bro. You're gonna be late to school tomorrow. What? Like, I don't.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I hate school.
No, and then but like, and then what are they gonna get if they get old man hack bent out of sorts? What is that?
I know. Then they can just zoom off and go, ha ha, like that.
But you're zooming the same.
I don't even think they necessarily wanted you to get angry. I think you laughing would have been the best.
Me laughing with them?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
No, that's not what they want. No, it is not what they want. Their testosterone field, no.
I feel like I can't do it back to them.
Definitely
like,
not.
If yes, you can.
I see no. The
now, now that's the exact right answer.
No, so what I end up doing is I'm like, I know these kids because I used to be this kid, right? And I know, I'm like, well, I'm not going to give them what they want. So I'm just going to not look at them. And I'm not going to be ignoring them.
No, no.
I'm just going to be in my car like I would be in my car if no one. So I'm just not. Here's the thing that I realized. When you're a teenager and you're doing this, it seems like you're being like brave. You're like, oh, go mess with that adult because it's like, like I bet you won't. I bet you won't. And then when you're the adult and the kids are messing with you, it's terrifying. It's terrifying. And you're like, the kids had the power the whole time.
You were scared.
Yes, I was a little
teenagers
scared.
Teenagers are the scariest people.
Yes, I'm like, just stop, guys.
Oh my gosh,
don't do this to me. Like, they're terrified.
They're so intimidating.
Like, are they going to get
out of the car? What are you talking? Are they going to what?
Are they going to get out of the car? It got to the point because I just stopped looking at them. Then they start honking the horn. They're just going crazy.
So
we're the
you're
only
trying.
Two.
I know this is radio. And no one will get it except Aaron and I. I want you to turn your head that way and pretend. Okay.
All right.
Just Mac. Oh no. That like you're too casual. We can winning. They're winning. Because we can tell. Especially if we're making enough noise that you'd have to acknowledge it. If they're honking a horn, you have to acknowledge it.
I acknowledged them the first time. I gave them kind of a thumbs up when they did the like I was just kind of like, all right, gotcha. Like whatever, and then they just kept pushing it, and now they start honking. I'm getting a little nervous. Like, are they gonna jump me?
Did they have their windows down?
Oh yeah,
I think the front passenger did. Yeah,
yeah, because they want you to hear.
Mm-hmm, but I have
mine
the
horns up. On the outside.
I know, but they want you to hear what they're saying. They're going like, "Hey,
well, there's
Costco,
something.
Dave Grohl,
Slagger Show sucks.
Just text us, we know."
Well, there's something if you can like roll down your window and then sign to the car like, "Hey, roll down your window," like, and then you roll yours up when they roll theirs down, and then you.
That's your big play.
It would have worked.
That's your big play.
It would have made the teenage boys laugh.
Yeah, I could have done that.
But
I don't know.
We need better things to do than that. I
can't be alone though. A group of teenagers approach you. You're walking down in the store or something. It's like that's. A nightmare. And then,
they're so intimidating.
Yeah, the last thing you want is for them to start. Oh, now you're on TikTok going viral because they made some gesture
but
at
now
you.
Now you're on TikTok because you're pretending you can't see them, dude.
Yeah,
like, that's
than
not the right play. There's got to be a better play. I don't know what it is.
Okay, all right. Are you? You don't feel this? Is it because you have teenagers? So maybe you're.
It
you
doesn't
have more
happen to me.
Mm.
They look up to me, I think, as their Lord and Savior, as their Messiah. I'm in a Tesla. I just go, pew! I don't know what you could have done. I would love to hear people text in at 303-222.
Because I'm not mad at all. Mm-mm. Like they're having their fun. What they're not hurting anybody.
No,
I want
you to be mad. Because the
Why?
Last thing I want is for you to be scared. It seems such a crazy reaction. You're a grown-ass man in your little Hyundai.
Hey, kids are big these days. There's like five. There's five of them.
Yeah, but you're in a car. Just ram them.
No.
You have better insurance.
Now I'm going viral on TikTok.
Ram the children.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.